Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, January 30th. I'm Ray Graff. It's vegetarian and vegan cuisine today. We welcome back Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. She is here to offer insights, recipe tips, that sort of thing for perfect plant-based cooking. Today, apparently, we're going to talk about everything carrot, and I'm very excited. Give us a call at 800-348-2551. You like carrots? All right, give us a shout, 800-348-2551. You can also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Plant-based cooking, Wendy Grossman, your calls, and plenty of carrots right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and we welcome back our friend, plant-based chef Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. Wendy is passionate about from-scratch cooking. She utilizes locally sourced organic ingredients to champion local farms. Her culinary journey included pioneering plant-based restaurants like Arnold's Turtle, Angelica's Kitchen, Garden Cafe, and Menla Mountain Retreat. Now she lends her expertise to catering private dinner parties, Airbnb, boutique weddings, corporate clients, retreats. Wendy's Nutty Cheese is an award-winning plant-based cheese, and it's garnered nationwide acclaim since it launched in 2010. And you know what, folks? It's carrot day on the show, and I'm pretty excited. The number is I've had one at least once. The number is 800-348-2551. If you want to talk about plant-based cooking with Wendy Grossman, 800-348-2551. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Wendy Grossman, how the heck are you?
I'm great.
Nice and cold up there, huh?
It is so cold at my house. I mean, I woke up, outside was 5.
Yeah.
And inside was 47.
In your house was 47.
In my house, because I heat with wood.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do your best to, like, really get the house warm before you go to bed. And then you have, I have, at the bottom of my bed, 4 top layers, 2 bottom layers. So as soon as I wake up, I'm, like, putting on layers like an Eskimo.
Now, do you have, this is obviously not food-based, but you have a wood stove, right?
Right.
And do you have vents that go up? Stairs?
Yeah, there's a big giant pipe that goes up to the roof and then goes out.
So most of the time it's okay, but it's been so cold, right?
You know, these cold snaps, it's funny because I had a Facebook memory come in the first day of the cold snap. So it was a year ago to the day that we had the same cold snap. And I thought, how interesting.
You're kidding me.
No, it just came into my memories. I was like, wow, okay, that's pretty freaky.
Well, let's not do that again next year.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
Okay, me too.
Well, I'm glad you made it, and it's always great to have you on the show. The number here is 800-348-2551 if you want to talk plant-based cooking with Wendy Grossman. What's new at Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen?
Well, it's winter, so we're doing a lot of R&D. We're doing a lot of experimenting. Sometimes it comes out spectacular and sometimes not so much.
So this is exciting. This is your time to get into the lab,
exactly.
The kitchen, and work on stuff.
Yeah.
Anything new, exciting that you want to talk about as far as creations?
Well, I can tell you about something that failed.
Yeah, I'd love that. That's always that's always fun.
So I thought to myself, you know, you could do this with potatoes, where you blanch them, then you smash them, and then you put oil, salt, and pepper, and you put them in the oven to bake.
Yeah.
And I thought they were going to come out as chips, but they didn't. They came out soggy and kind of gross.
Really?
Yeah.
So how would you
The thing
tweak
to
it?
Do is to do it raw. You start with raw carrots.
Oh, interesting.
Because then I did a batch with raw carrots on the mandolin, really thin, like potato chips. Then you oil and salt and pepper them. But it doesn't work the same as smashed potatoes.
Right.
Doesn't work the same.
So, I mean, you've been working on the carrot stuff, and it is carrot day today. And, you know, there are so many. Carrots are one of those vegetables that I actually really love, but I usually love them raw. To me, that's cooked carrots. You know, at Thanksgiving or whatever, you usually get them, and they have some sweet stuff on them or whatever.
Right.
I love raw carrots.
Well, good. I mean, I'll tell you a funny story. When I was a teenager, about 13, I got on a carrot kick. And not all I would eat was carrots, but pretty much.
Yeah.
And I'd do it in this kind of spiral way. And I'd make my way down the carrot, turn it, twist it. And I could go through a bag of carrots. So after a week, everything turned yellow.
Ah.
My mouth, my fingers, my fingernails, everything.
I've heard that.
The carotene was so strong in my body that it just was like seeping out everywhere.
Yeah, I've never gotten to that stage. Yeah. Trust me. So that, you know what, somebody else mentioned that, and I thought it was just nonsense, but that's true, huh?
No, it happened to me, yeah.
And, you know, I was on the science forum yesterday and promoted today's program, and at the end, and then we turned the mics off, and one of the scientists said, you know, the business about carrots being good for your eyes is largely propaganda that the U.S. used against the Nazis in World War II to hide their radar. And they said, listen, I don't know if this is true or not, but the scientists swear this is true, that they put this information out so that the Germans would believe that, oh, they just see well at night.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if it's true. No idea.
Great story.
Yeah. 800-348-2551. It's Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen, and we talk plant-based cooking every so often on this program. What did we bring today?
Today, I brought you a very small meal.
I like it.
We have, well, let's start with the entree. No, let's start with the appetizer.
C'est bon.
I have carrot potato soup.
Oh, cool.
And then we have the salad. I made carrot ginger salad dressing. And you said you like your carrots raw. This is raw carrot.
Okay.
And along with that, I brought Ray one cucumber.
Yep.
I made some teriyaki tofu last night.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah, I wanted it to be like, you know, this is not just for salads kind of a thing.
Right.
Let me take the top
off. Boy, that's some thick stuff, huh? You have it in a coffee tumbler or a lightweight tumbler.
I have to say, it's the only only thermal object that I could find
really?
In my house.
Well, geez, I mean, would it matter? Your house is 47 degrees.
Yeah. By the time I left, it was nearly 60.
Okay, that's good.
And then we have a carrot cake muffin.
Oh, my gosh, beautiful.
Now, the carrot cake muffin is not vegan. It's vegetarian, but it could be made to be vegan.
So there's butter in this, right?
There's butter and eggs.
Okay.
So you could do it with vegan butter, and you could do an egg substitute with flax and your usual egg substitute, even just eggs. You can always use just eggs.
What is just eggs? What are they?
Just eggs is it's a plant-based substance that's made from, I want to say, pea protein.
Mm-hmm.
It's not soy. It's very, in my opinion, it's very expensive. Like, it used to be that I could buy it for, say, like a 12-person retreat, but now it's exorbitantly expensive.
Really?
Like $9 for a small container.
Huh.
So I usually don't use that. I usually use flax seeds and applesauce.
Well, and when you go all vegan with these, I'm sure that you can tell the difference, but is it close enough for those at a vegan retreat?
Yeah. Vegan is not a problem. It's the vegan gluten-free where you start getting into that funky, like, what does this really taste like flavor,
you know,
in my opinion.
It's so funny. I think we've seen technology change so much, and research and science and everything. With some of these plant-based vegan ingredients, has research changed the game? Have things gotten better than, say, 15, 20 years ago? Have things been, they're more expensive, but have they been easier to work with and make, for instance, this muffin more approximate to something that has butter and eggs?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. You know, the progress that has been made in the plant-based area for the past 15 years is leaps and bounds. Leaps and bounds.
Really?
And, you know, there was that scandal a month or so ago about Campbell's chicken noodle soup using a 3D chicken.
What?
And I Googled
Hang on.
It.
I haven't seen this.
What is a 3D chicken? And there are actually 3D machines out there that can layer protein source upon protein source. Maybe I'm going to be very, like, non-scientific.
Okay,
here.
That's fine.
Squish it. Color it. Don't color it. Bleach it. Don't bleach it. And that's what this executive from Campbell's was saying they used for their chicken soup.
Which purportedly had chicken in it.
It's to be debated.
Interesting.
The guy got fired.
I haven't heard this, so we don't want to get sued by Campbell's. Lord
no,
knows,
this is just a news report that I am regurgitating.
You know, so this 3D...
I mean, it blew my mind. I had to Google it.
I mean, I saw something in the news the other day about, I think, the military experimenting with 3D printed food.
Yeah.
What? What is going on?
It's like Soylent Green. It's just Soylent. Beyond the beyond.
Now, you're a vegetarian, so Soylent Green is out, right?
Good question.
Yeah.
If it was the apocalypse, I'd say, you know, load me up.
All right. On that happy note, let's take a break. 800-348-2551. It's Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. We'll talk carrots today, but any vegetarian or vegan plant-based cooking you want to talk about, 800-348-2551. Soul Jazz Unit there, Rhyme Carr here on Vox Pop. Hey, listen, the lockbox is open. Today was a red-letter day in the lockbox lore. We had a splendid challenge from Anonymous in Ghent, 15 grand, which we made thanks to you. And we need you, you know, if you already did it, I'm not talking to you exactly, I'm talking to the other guy. If you haven't pledged yet, you can do it this weekend at wamc.org. And our fun drive begins in earnest on Monday morning at 6. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff with you. Wendy Grossman is our friend and here today from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. Now, this is something we were talking about during the break after we got done with this very strange story about 3D printed food, which we'll just leave that alone for now. You said when you started as a vegetarian about 50 years ago, the options were extremely limited.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I mean, tell me more about...
I mean, they didn't have all of these wonderful, like little chicken nuggets and fake bacon, and they didn't have any faux meat products. It was just merely lentils and tofu, and you got your protein from beans and rice and tofu. Of course, those who eat cheese got cheese, but there's nothing that could compare to today's scientific breakthroughs in terms of, you know, beyond meat, impossible meat, just egg. They didn't have any idea. And I think that it's probably good in some ways to give the earth, the actual dirt, the earth, a bit of a break from being responsible for all of our nutritional needs. If some can be made from pea protein, et cetera, without having the chemical taste bother you, I say have at it because, I mean, we need all the food we can get.
That's true.
We need all the food options we can get going into the future. Our planet's dirt is very much depleted of nutrients and nutrition.
Minerals and all the things in the soil that you need.
They're just depleted.
Yeah.
And a lot of places are infested with pollutants from nearby farms. Even if it says it's organic, the wind blows their lovely pesticides over to your farm, into the dirt. It's just not like the old days. You know,
so you're actually a proponent of scientifically constructed food?
To a point. Yeah. I would say a 3D printer might be pushing my buttons.
You know, all right. Well, you know, it's funny, though. Is it philosophically it's different. You said 50 years ago, there really wasn't this faux meat. And there have been vegetarians for thousands of years.
Absolutely.
And nobody up until very recently, comparatively, even thought about, oh, I'm going to imitate meat here. And people got along just fine with their plant-based diets.
Right.
Philosophically, do you even need to imitate these things?
Well, I think that's a really personal question. Philosophically, I don't have a problem with it. And I know that a lot of my clients, I would say 99.9% of my clients, do not want me to use any fake meat product.
I'll tell you this. I have had Impossible Burgers or the like, and I'd slap them on the grill, and they're amazing. It's tough to tell the difference if you do it right.
I know. And I make a wonderful meatball from Impossible Meat. I don't care for Beyond Burgers as much, Beyond Meat as much as I do Impossible. But I treat it the same way I would treat a meatloaf.
Yeah.
And can use eggs. You can not use eggs. You can use flax seeds. You can onion, garlic, carrots. You know, just make a mirepoix and add the Impossible beef and then make them into meatballs or meatloaf or whatever you want to do with it.
What's your number one? I know this is kind of the cold time of year, so maybe the retreats are a little slower than the springtime and the summer. But what's the most popular vegetable offering that you have that you bring out most of the time?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that my clients probably choose my loaded veggie lasagna often.
Okay.
And it really varies from retreat to retreat. Some people want me to go heavier on the Indian food.
Which is awesome.
Which is always awesome.
Yeah.
A dal is always appreciated. You know, any kind of curry or masala is really appreciated. And then some people want me to go more on the Italian side. It really is nothing static about catering. Because I make a menu, I personalize it for every group I have. It's not like you can get either package A, package B, or package C. Because then you get into the allergies, and there's always somebody with a nut allergy, a mushroom allergy, or an onion allergy.
An onion allergy? I've never heard of such a thing.
One of the leaders of my retreat that I have a steady gig with is allergic to onions.
I have not heard
of
that.
So I have to make her separate food.
Number here is 800-348-2551. Carrot Day on Vox Pop. We're joined by Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. And the email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Chris, we'll just call him Mr. Moxie in South Amherst, Massachusetts, writes, Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead drank copious amounts of carrot juice. The Dead had a chef that brought a juicer on the road with them. Supposedly, Bob ate and drank nothing but carrots and carrot juice for a week and actually turned orange.
Yes.
Your skin will turn orange?
Yes.
Well, maybe you shouldn't do that then.
Well, it doesn't last that long. But I guess it's a cleanse. You know, you can do a carrot cleanse for a week just like you could do a cucumber cleanse or a celery cleanse. The carrot has a lot of vitamins in it. So
yeah.
It would be enough to, like, keep you going for a week. I said after a week, you might want to add a few more ingredients.
Now, do you grow anything on your
property? I can't. I live in the forest. I live in the Catskills.
You live in the forest. That's nice.
About 3 years ago, I successfully had a porch garden. And I'm going to try it again this year. It's a lot of work because when you're doing container planting, you have to really keep up on the watering because a good rain won't even penetrate it that well.
Yeah, you have to really tend to that.
You know, I just don't get enough light. I mean, it's just sad. But
well, you're in the forest with your woodland creature friends.
Yeah, I also have friends that have a lot of plots that are up for grabs. So
okay. This email from Mariana in Lackawaxen, Pennsylvania. When I quit smoking about 46 years ago, I ate carrots and or red peppers when I got the urge to smoke. I had a golden tan that year, vegetarian for 49 years. Thanks for today's show. Hey, Mariana, thanks for that. I'll tell you what, I did not know this was a thing where you could actually turn orange.
It is.
I'm going to try it.
You can, but you have to dedicate yourself to it. I mean, you have to really want to eat a lot of carrots.
I mean, how many? How many would it take? Man my size.
Every day?
Yeah.
I'd say about six.
Six carrots?
Yeah, maybe.
That might be too much. Let's go to the phones. Bess in Alfred, Massachusetts. Bess, you're on.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Wendy. I can attest. Wendy lives in a very shady spot. I visited a few years back to buy some of her yummy vegan cheeses.
Wow, thanks.
So, thank you. And rather than buying alt meat products, I try to make my own things at home. And two things I've been experimenting with are carrot lox.
I did,
and
yeah.
Carrot hot dogs.
Okay.
And I wonder if you have good suggestions for those, because I've tried a lot, I've experimented a lot, and I haven't got them the way I want them.
Carrot hot dogs?
Carrot hot dogs, I'm going to have to take a pass on that one. But carrot lox I've made. Tell me how you make yours, and I'll tell you if mine is different.
I slice them really thin,
mm-hmm.
and I marinate them in some liquid smoke
mm-hmm.
and some oil
mm-hmm.
and there was some other vinegar, I think, or ingredient like a coconut vinegar or something.
A coconut
and
vinegar?
Then I just let them sit for a few days.
Maybe rice vinegar?
Maybe, yeah.
I've never heard of a coconut vinegar, but that's okay. I'm not the
could
know it all.
Okay.
I would say the only thing that I would do differently is I don't care for liquid smoke myself. I think it's sort of overkill. Mm-hmm. I would take my carrots. Do you have like an outdoor grill that people would use for making hamburgers and hot dogs in the summer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I get these hickory pellets from Amazon, and that's how I smoke my cheese. And so there's a container with perforations in it, and you put the hickory pellets in there. You light a fire, you put the screen down, you lay your carrots down, and then you let them smoke for however long the hickory goes for, or until they start to burn, one or the other. And I would smoke it naturally like that. And then I would put the other ingredients on it. I would also do a soak with some dill, maybe when you're marinating it, throw in like mm-hmm. not a cut dill, just like a bouquet of dill, just to give it mm-hmm. that dillish flavor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Because you just reminded me, I forgot a step that I do is I bake the carrots in before I do the marinade step,
right.
in like a big casserole dish. I bake them whole and then I cover them with salt, and it just seems to me like a big waste of salt. So this smoker idea sounds better.
Well, don't worry about wasting salt. Salt is pretty abundant on our planet. But,
true enough.
try my method. It's a little bit more laborious, but
when do you cut the carrots? You cut them
after you take them out of the smoker.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So if you see them getting black, you don't obviously we don't want black lox. So you can either cut off that part that's black, or save them before they turn black, because they will cook in there.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So that sounds like a good approach for making the hot dogs, the carrot hot dogs.
Okay, Bess, you got to tell me about these carrot hot dogs, because you stumped Wendy. And frankly, it sounds to me a tad bilious, but I'm willing to listen.
Well, I had them at a restaurant, a famous vegetarian restaurant in New York. I don't even know if it exists anymore, called Dirt Candy. And they made carrot hot dogs, and they also did them with broccoli stalks. And I took my dad there, who was like a little skeptical, and he loved it.
Really? Was he drunk at the time?
No.
Okay. Okay. Just checking.
Well, I have to say that you can own the carrot hot dogs. You can own those, because my clients never ask for hamburgers or hot dogs. And I'm not a big fan of hot dogs anyway.
Okay.
So. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, Bess, thanks a lot. 800-348-2551. Wendy Grossman is our guest today from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. And let's see. Chris writes in, are carrots and parsnips interchangeable?
No.
Would you like to expound, or is it just No.
The flavor is completely different.
Okay.
The flavor profile is completely different. The cooking method for carrots and parsnips is very similar. I mean, in that way, you can interchange them. But you can't interchange a parsnip for a carrot. Like, I wouldn't make parsnip cupcake.
No.
No.
Well, I wouldn't eat one.
It's too savory. You know, you just have to take each root vegetable for the beauty that it gives you. But they're not interchangeable, in my humble opinion.
We're joined by Wendy Grossman today. It's plant-based cooking. 800-348-2551 is the number. Let's go to Schenectady and our perpetual friend, Joan. Hello, Joan.
Hello. I've never been called perpetual before. I've been called many other things.
Frequent. You're frequent.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm a frequent, fairly educated in many different topics.
Yes.
So I love to call this program.
Yes. And we like to have you. What do you got?
Thanks. Hey, Wendy, first I want to thank you. I believe you are a wise woman, and I do so enjoy talking with wise women.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. And one of my known things in my neighborhood is the phrase, I grow good soil. I compost and I'm vegetarian.
Yes.
And my compost comes out coffee colored. It's just gorgeous.
Okay.
Yeah, compost is beautiful, but I have too many bears in my yard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm lucky. I live right in the city, and for some reason, nobody goes into my compost.
So what can I do for
you? No bears here.
What's up?
Well, I have a question for you, and it's a little tiny bit off topic, but I know you can help.
Okay.
I get a lot of gifted cans of vegetables rather than fresh vegetables, and then in winter, I'm like, okay, what can I do with this? Since I don't have the fresh vegetables as handy. So can you help me dress up any kind of canned vegetables? Carrots, corn, yes. The carrots only because I don't like canned carrots.
I'm with you
fresh.
There.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, one should never turn up their nose at frozen or canned vegetables. They're not my first choice.
Okay. Right.
But when I'm in a pinch, I will use frozen spinach for spanakopita or paneer. But I would think that you should handle them. They're already cooked. You know that. So you don't have to cook them anymore.
Right.
You just have to put some kind of heat to them. Whether it's your stovetop or your oven. And you could do anything you would like in terms of like putting some breadcrumbs or some cheese, maybe a little bit of olive oil or avocado oil and put them under the broiler. You could put them in salads as an accent. I mean, not as the main. Here's a bucket of, canned beans. Have a good time. But, you could put some canned beans around the edge of your already made salad and some nuts, crushed nuts. I mean, really, anything you want to do, just remember they're already cooked.
Right.
So you don't want to recook them.
Right.
Well, cool. You could always re-gift the carrots, right?
You can always re-gift them to a pantry.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I'm getting them from the pantry.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to use the gift of
Absolutely.
Others any way I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I
do that.
I mean,
Wendy, you can make a bed of rice or a bed of pasta, and then you can put whatever you want on top, whether it's an Alfredo sauce or a marinara sauce or cheese, and broil it.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Joan, we got to take a break here, but are we going to see you next week during the fun drive?
Monday.
Oh, spectacular. All right, Joan, have a great weekend.
I'm scheduled for all of the days.
We will see you then, and thank you so much for everything you do for us. 800-348-2551. Oh, there it is, Frank Zappa. Eat your greens, son of Mr. Green Jeans here on Vox Pop. We'll be back. We'll be right back. Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff with you. Just had a little tofu from Wendy Grossman. This is teriyaki.
Yes, it is marinated teriyaki tofu. And I wanted to just introduce the tofu because carrot ginger dressing, which is a Japanese concoction, doesn't have to be used on salads. Like you mostly would only get it when you go to a Japanese restaurant. I mean, most people don't really use it, but I brought it in for Ray to eat with some tofu to say, look, it's not just for salads. You can do, go ahead, Ray.
This is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of the carrot ginger dressing on the tofu, and you do tofu about as well as anybody.
Thank you.
Really good. All right, continue. I'm sorry.
Okay, so that's all I have to say about the ginger carrot. It is easy.
Tell us how you do it.
Chop up some carrots. Get your blender out, your most powerful blender. I use Magic Bullet for mine. You use pieces of ginger. Just cut them up. I think mine was about an ounce worth of ginger, or a little bit, maybe an ounce five. And you take two medium-sized carrots, one small white onion, and some salt and pepper and some sugar, and you just blend it up. And you can blend it until it's like creamy, but I really like the texture.
I love this because it's not a uniform like a pudding. You have some angular little bits in there.
Exactly. You chew it.
It's delicious. My heavens. I tried it with the cucumber too.
You can save it.
I will. I will. And let's go to the phones. We'll go to Saratoga Springs, and it's Pam's turn. Pam, you're on with Wendy Grossman.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm kind of like Ray, where I love raw carrots in all forms. I like carrot salads. I like just everything about a raw carrot. I've been very slow to come to enjoy cooked carrots. But last night I had a roasted at a restaurant called Standard Fare. They served a roasted carrot that was, I think, over a bed of hummus or something creamy like that. And it was really delicious.
Okay.
So I'm hoping you can give me some thoughts about changing my ways.
Are you asking me about roasted carrots?
Yeah, I'm asking you about recipes that you love for roasted carrots or cooked carrots in general.
Well, I love just roasted carrots. I mean, there's nothing more that I love taking tricolor carrots, peeling them, and putting them to bake at 350, and just olive oil, salt, and pepper. I love that. They come out, they're al dente. They're not like rubbery, like you hold them up and they start bending. Don't go that far.
Yeah, that's what these were.
Yeah, don't go that far. The only other way I can think of baking a carrot is grilling it.
That sounds good.
Yeah, sort of like the same thing that I told the first caller, but don't use the smoke.
A little olive oil, slap it on the grill?
Yeah. And, you know, you could do that even on your stovetop if you have a grill pan.
And then it still stays a little crispy. I like the crispy.
It's a little al dente.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pam.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551. Couple things. One, you have a tremendous gift. What's in the teriyaki seasoning you put in?
The teriyaki is fairly easy. It's garlic, onions, toasted sesame seeds, soy sauce, sugar, and the thing that makes it thick is corn starch.
It is so good with this carrot ginger dressing. It's
crazy. I've
never
seen you eat so much.
I know. It's crazy. And then I tried the soup. And tell me about this soup. It's got a unique spice. I can't put my finger on it.
Okay. So this soup, I kind of like just winged it because I didn't want to duplicate carrot ginger soup and carrot ginger dressing. So I decided to make potato carrot soup. And it was the usual suspects, onions, garlic, carrots, potatoes, salt and pepper. But what I did to get that unique flavor was I put a bouquet of rosemary.
Ah, that's what it is.
And then I took it out. So I didn't really use any rosemary per se. I just used the essence.
You're just getting a little essence. And you can. It's subtle, but it's there.
Yeah.
So good. Wendy Grossman is our guest today from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. The number is 800-348-2551. If you want to quiz the master on some plant-based recipes and whatnot, before we get to our next call, you know, there's something very satisfying about the food you bring. Maybe do I need to eat more vegetables? Because I find it very satisfying every time.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody should eat more vegetables.
All right, let's go to Dave in LaGrange and see if he agrees. Dave, you're on.
Hey, how's it going? I got the answer to the carrot hot dog question if you want it.
Oh, we'd love it.
So you want to take your carrots, and if you need to shave them down a little bit because they're tapered, you want to make sure that they're all the same thickness. And then the trick is to kind of gently poach them so that they keep their firmness and they have that sort of snap. If you put a little bit of liquid aminos or some nutritional yeast in the water, you'll get more of that meaty quality, and then a little bit of liquid smoke or even a chunk of smoked tofu in the water to give you that smokiness, or you can take them out when they're tender and then cold smoke them a little bit. And if you closed your eyes and tried it, you would not even know that it was a carrot hot dog.
You're kidding me, right? You wouldn't know the difference?
Well, why do you call it a hot dog? It's just a carrot.
Well, you call it a hot dog because it's the shape. You know, you've got that nice long tubular thing. You put it on a bun. You throw on some ketchup or mustard or relish or whatever other plant-based condiments you want to have, and it's just like eating a hot dog.
Okay, yeah. Well, that doesn't sound very difficult.
No, it doesn't sound bad. I think that, I don't know. I think Wendy might be converting me here. I'm not sure. 800-348-2551. The tofu is off the charts. Gotta say that. Let's go to Dee Dee in Saratoga Springs. Dee Dee, you're on.
Hi, yeah, I was calling in regards to the comments about people getting orange when they drink carrot juice. And I had that situation happen myself, and I was only drinking like 2 ounces a day maybe, and the palms of my hands were getting orangey.
This is crazy. I never heard of such a thing.
2 ounces isn't very much either.
But I also want to warn that I'm a nutritionist, retired nutritionist, and there is a case of a person dying from drinking too much carrot juice. Now, this person was drinking a gallon of carrot juice a day.
Wow.
But they died of vitamin A liver toxicity.
I can feel
because
I can
carrots
feel that.
Are really high in vitamin A.
Yeah.
And it vitamin A stores in your body.
Yeah, that
and
just sounds really so excessive.
I just wanted to warn people that, carrot juice is definitely very healthy, but, you know, don't go overboard with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair enough.
Thanks for that.
Appreciate the call. 800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551 if you want to talk to Wendy Grossman today. And then you have the muffin. What's in the muffin?
The carrot muffin.
Yeah, it's just carrots?
No. Okay, so you have dry and wet. The dry ingredients is flour, baking, soda, salt, brown sugar. I think that's it for the dry ingredients. Then the wet ingredients is oil. I use olive oil, egg, and whatever other little bit of vanilla. And it's just a basic muffin recipe, and then you put in like a handful of carrots.
Really?
Yeah.
Chopped up finely?
I grate them on the box grater, so it doesn't have to be too fine. You do want that toothsome feel that you're eating a carrot and not just eating like any muffin.
I tell you, they're excellent.
Thank you.
Really, really good work. What sort of desserts, when you do these retreats, and you do them for up to 150 people, what desserts will you trot out?
Well, my retreats aren't that big. My weddings are.
Okay, weddings, yeah.
Well, it's really up to the customer, but we can trot out anything from cookies and mini pies, tofu pies, tofu custards. And if they're not vegan, then we can have the gamut of any kind of dessert they want.
How do you make a tofu custard, and what is it? What's the consistency like?
I almost made one, but I decided to go with the muffins.
Yeah.
I was going to make a tofu carrot dessert for you.
What do they feel like?
It feels just like a custard. And I've brought you one before. I think it was pumpkin. But you basically just, with your immersion blender or your Vitamix or any kind of a high-speed blender, put in the tofu, put in the, I would probably use cooked carrots at that point. I would probably steam them, and maple syrup and salt and whatever cinnamon, ginger element that you want. That there's also cinnamon and ginger in the muffins.
And they're, yeah, with the icing. I tried another bite here while you were speaking with the icing. The icing's really good.
Yeah, the icing is just simply cream cheese, vanilla, and confectioner's sugar.
You got the touch.
Yeah.
Now, when you do one of these big events, you cook for 150 people by yourself?
No.
You have people that...
Yes. There's usually... there's a second. If I'm the first chef, there's always a second chef. And then there's always, like, maybe four or five prep people.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a kitchen full of people.
Well, I'm telling you, the combo of the teriyaki tofu with this ginger carrot dressing, you should be trotting that out. I mean, that's, have you ever tried that combo before? I know you've done it on salads.
No.
Genius. You've done it. 800-348-2551. And the email is voxpop@wamc.org. Glenn writes in, I haven't heard anybody mention that the spice mace goes really, really well with carrots.
It does. It does.
What's
yeah.
mace? I thought you sprayed that in people's faces and stuff when they got in your way.
You know, I would have to Google what mace
really?
Is. Because mace is just something that I buy at the store.
Yeah.
But let's do it.
Okay.
Give me 2 seconds.
All right. Well, I'll remind you while Wendy is doing research here on the show that the lockbox is open. It'll stay open until the minute the fun drive begins on Monday morning at 6 a.m., David Gustina and I will be talking to you about why it's important to keep this radio station going.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
Mace is mostly referring to a culinary spice derived from the reddish covering of the nutmeg seed.
Ah.
So it's known for its warm, sweet, citrusy flavor used in baking and savory dishes, and it's also known as a self-defense pepper spray.
Same stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't give you indigestion.
But I have probably used mace, maybe. My girlfriend's writing, and mace is the husk of nutmeg.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Chisty. I've probably only been asked to use mace like maybe 3 times in a recipe.
Really?
Usually it's more nutmeg than mace.
Now, when you do an event like a wedding or whatever, will people say, this is what I want, please make that? Or do you say, here's what you're going to get?
No, we discuss it. I have a menu on CatskillCatering.com.
Yeah.
And we start from there. And then we go into like what their favorite food is or what they would like to have at their wedding. You know, do you have a theme to your wedding? Do you have something that you want to be... You know, food finger. I mean, there's so many questions that I have to ask in terms of what the menu is going to end up being.
Yeah, you know, when you do a big event, there have to be at least a few people like me who are dinosaurs or cavemen or whatever. Do you ever get any brushback saying, you know, okay, you
well,
got any
you
bacon?
Well, usually the bride and myself and or the groom, the bride and the groom make the menu, and they know that, like, Uncle Tommy won't eat vegetarian food.
What do you do?
And so I have to make the least offensive vegetarian food for Uncle Tommy, maybe a lasagna or maybe a mac and cheese. I mean, if I have to, I have to.
Right.
I mean, it's not always like this creative jamboree. Sometimes it's just like busting a move and like making 6 trays of something, and that's the job.
Does it make you ornery, or can you handle it?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I get really, really nervous.
Do you?
Yeah. I like that, like an actor or something. I get super, super nervous. And the only way to counteract that is to really be prepared. So I start cooking days and days before a big event. And I freeze things and I fridge things and, you know.
You don't strike me as the nervous type. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading you wrong. Wendy Grossman is our guest from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen. The number is 800-348-2551 if you want to squeeze one in the winning moments here. Christine in Water Valete writes, question about bread. I am not a great cook, but I love Food Friday to listen to the great cooks and chefs on the show. Another wonderful hour. Christine, thank you for being so loyal over the years to this program and this radio station. We love you. We can't do it without you. Question, says Christine, can you give out the recipe for your carrot bread?
Oh, yeah, sure. It was fairly simple. You do one part dry, one part wet. And the dry is, I'm not going to give you quantities because I was just making a small amount for today. So I kind of winged it.
Ah.
But it's flour, all-purpose flour, and salt, baking soda, not baking powder, baking soda, brown sugar, cinnamon, cardamom, ginger. These are the powdered spices. Nutmeg. And then you have your wet ingredients, which is olive oil, eggs, vanilla. And you do a third mix, mix, mix. Oh, first of all, sorry. You take butter and you cream the butter and sugar together. Then you add the eggs and the oil to that mixture. So that maintains a wet mixture. Then you take a third of the dry mixture and you stir it up. And then you take another third. So that's two-thirds dry to the wet mixture. And that's when I put my carrots in. And then I put the rest of the dry mixture in. And I use a whisk, but all, you know, all the it's a very stiff dough. So it gets caught in the whisk. So you have to be patient with yourself. But that's the way that I like to do it. Then I switch to a spatula, and I take I use those paper muffin covers because I don't really like to use spray Pam that much. And you do 3/4 of the way up. Takes 20 minutes, and in a 350 oven. And then you let them cool, and then it's really easy to put the cream cheese on top later or whenever. Even you can freeze them and then defrost them, then put the frosting on.
Sure.
I wouldn't put the frosting on until you were ready to serve them because it's fairly messy.
That was fairly impressive. You had your eyes closed, and you did it all from memory. Very quickly, Linda and Schoharie, we only have about 20 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make it fast. Thank you for taking my call. Years ago, I went to a wedding that was all vegetarian food, and everything was delicious, but one thing I loved was the dish called Buddha's Jewels, and I wondered if you've ever heard of that and if you know what was in it.
Buddha's Jewels. I know Buddha's Jewels probably ran in the third down at Pimlico.
Give me one second.
All right, hang on.
Do?
We're almost out of time, but give
all
it
right,
a
let's
shot.
Let's see if I can get this. B-U-D-D.
It's like a quiz show.
Buddha's J-E-W-L, Buddha's Jewels.
Well,
no, I'm getting stuff from religion. I'm
okay.
Not getting any food.
All right,
I'm
fair
sorry.
Enough. Linda, we'll have to leave it there anyway. Wendy, if people want to find out more about Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen, how do they do it?
Well, if you have a computer or a phone, you can find me at wendysvegetariankitchen.com or you can find me at catskillcatering.com.
You are fantastic. Thank you for coming up here in frigid temperatures, and I hope you can top 62 at your house tonight, although it's going to be cold.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Right? I know I'm going to go home to a cold house.
Support comes from Amatulli Sausage Company, serving house-made sausage sandwiches, soups, and more weekdays at lunch on Maiden Lane in downtown Albany, amatullisausage.com. And River Valley Co-op in Northampton and East Hampton, supporting local farmers and featuring local produce, dairy, meat, and cheese, rivervalley.coop. Thanks again to Wendy Grossman from Wendy's Vegetarian Kitchen for being here. The link to her site is on our page for today's show. The audio will be up in about 20 minutes. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Barb King screened the calls. All right, folks, Fun Drive kicks off Monday. You can shorten it by going to WAMC.org and feeding that lockbox. See you Monday at 6:00.